You're tuned in to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 on the FM Hertzian waves, and WMFO.org on the web. Yes, we are Tufts, freeform, non-commercial community radio. I'm your host, Edward Buechert, and yes, that must be one of the an ambulance going to take one of the many hundreds of thousands of people who fell off their ladder this year, trying to do a home improvement project, but they got done in. Okay, I don't have that public service message in front of me, but our theme this evening is called Somebody Get Me a Doctor. And we went full circle in that last set with two different versions of the theme from Doctor Who. We started off with the 1963 version, laboriously realized by Delia Derbyshire, one of my sonic idols. She was over at the BBC Radiophonic Workshop, and she used tape, magnetic tape, all sorts of manipulations and slicings and dicings of that to create that rendering of it. Just spectacular. And then we heard the Dave Clark 5 with Dr. Rhythm. Dr. John followed with Right Place, Wrong Time. And then it was a song called Heart Attack, the Peter Rauhofer's radio mix by Jackie featuring Sata. And then it was Jack White, You Have No Faith in Medicine. And Jack White's an incredibly talented musician and a creative person in so many ways. One thing I'd really suggest checking out if you have like 1 minute and 35 seconds is a video that he made for the documentary, It Might Get Loud, and he shows you how to build a very primitive but effective musical instrument called a diddly bow that just has one string and an electric version. And I think it can really show you what one string in the hands of a talented player is capable of. many electric guitar players, period, down south, you've first played around with a one-string diddly bow, and if you showed talent, then maybe your parents would buy you a guitar, or you'd manage to get one way or another. But, yeah, just Jack White diddly bow, D-I-D-D-L-E-Y, bow. And Bo Diddley was named after that, yeah. And then we heard from the Spin Doctors with Two Princes, and then a different version of Doctor Who by an electronic outfit called Cypher. Meanwhile, backing me up right now is the band Breath of Man. This is a song called Medicine Walk. So shout outs, the listeners, Philip in Smithtown and John Fisk in Beverly. In the next set, we are going to be hearing a story originally from Morocco. And this was this is going to be narrated by Paul Bowes. It's called The Doctor from the Shamil. It's from a collection of stories. The Storyteller and the Fisherman from Morocco. And what I've done there is overlaid it on top of two instrumental pieces by Native American artists. Joseph Fire Crow with Sweet Medicine and R. Carlos Nakai with Raven Dreams. And they're playing like a Native American flute and a bass cedar flute. And then we're also going to be hearing from the Doobie Brothers, their song, The Doctor. And then Peter Tosh's Bush Doctor. But wrapped around all of that, we're going full circle again in this next set with two different versions of a song called Doctor Feel Good. We're going to conclude with a real rockin' version of it by Motley Crue. But first here is Aretha Franklin's version of Dr. Feel Good. Love is a serious business. Here on WMFO in Medford.
Always sitting around me and my man. I don't want nobody.
Feel. not a magician, Spock. Just an old country doctor.
Doctor from the Shemal. At the entrance to the Khalifa's palace, there was a garden full of fountains and flowers. It was here that a certain Ishaiwi used to come each day to sit under a fig tree. He would set his basket down and take from it a sheepskin, which he always carried with him. Then he would spread out the sheepskin and sit on it. In the basket, he also had charcoal, a teapot, and a bowl of majun. He would place three stones in such a way that there was room between them to make a fire, set the teapot on top, and wait for the water to boil. Any day you could see him sitting there in the garden on the sheepskin. He had no work, but he had many friends who kept him alive with small sums of money, which they gave him from time to time. It became known that the Khalifa was suffering from an abscess in a private part of his body, and that as a result he could not sit down. The best doctors had been called, but they were not able to help him. The reason for this was that the Khalifa, being ashamed, would not let them examine the abscess. He called in holy men and tolba, who chanted the Quran for him, but the pain went on. The Nshaiwi heard about the Khalifa's difficulties, and straightway he went to the garden and began to eat majun. He ate more than usual that day and smoked a great deal of keef as well. All the while he was thinking about the Khalifa. When he was feeling happy, he lay back in the shade of the fig tree and said to himself, "I think I can cure him." Soon he rose, folded his sheepskin, put his pipe and teapot and bowl of majun into the basket, and went to knock at the Khalifa's gate. A Sudanese opened it and asked him what he wanted. "I'm a doctor," he said. "Where are you from?" said the black man, looking at his ragged robes. "We've had all the doctors in the country." "I'm from the Shemal," he told him. "I've got medicines that will make anybody feel better, no matter how sick he is." "Wait," said the black man, "I'll be back in a while." The Sudanese went into his master's chamber and told him that a tabib had arrived from the Shemal. The Khalifa was lying on his belly. He raised his head a little and sighed. "Bring him in," he said. The servant went to the gate. "Come with me," he told the Nshaiwi. In the chamber, the Nshaiwi saw the Khalifa lying face down on the bed. "Bring plenty of honey and hot tea," he told the black man, and he sat down on the bed beside the Khalifa. When the servant returned with the tea and honey, the Nshaiwi took out his bowl and scooped up a large ball of majun, which he handed to the Khalifa. "First eat this," he told him, "and drink the tea afterward." The Khalifa did as he was told, and the Nshaiwi kept giving him more tea to drink. When an hour had passed, and the Nshaiwi saw that the majun had taken effect, he sent the servant out of the room and stood up. "This is the moment for the medicine," he said. He reached down, pulled off the Khalifa's chemir, leaving his buttocks uncovered. The Khalifa did not even notice. Then the Nshaiwi anointed his sex with honey and thrust it with great force into the Khalifa. The Khalifa uttered a scream and tried to throw the Nshaiwi off, but he did not have the strength. After that, he was quiet while the Nshaiwi worked. "The operation is almost over, Your Excellency," said the Nshaiwi. He finished and withdrew his sex, very much pleased. The abscess had burst, and he summoned the black man and told him to bring towels and clean his master. Meanwhile, the Khalifa, who had been in pain for a long time, was so relieved by the bursting of the abscess that he fell asleep. Seeing this, then Shaiwi unrolled his sheepskin and lay down on it at the foot of the bed. In the morning, when he awoke, he found the Khalifa still sleeping. The Khalifa awoke shortly afterward. The Inshawi helped him out of bed. "I have no more pain," said the Khalifa. "Alhamdulillah," said the Inshawi. Together, they went into the Khalifa's bathing chambers. After the servants had poured water on them and gone out, the Khalifa said, "Last night when you operated on me, what did you use? A pole of some kind?" "Your Excellency, I used this." He pointed at his sex. "What?" cried the Khalifa. "But that means you assaulted me. You assaulted your Khalifa." "No, Your Excellency, I operated on you, nothing more." "Good," said the Khalifa, remembering that the Nchaiwi had indeed cured him. They came out of the hammam, and the Khalifa ordered a great festival to be given immediately. There were musicians and dancers, and the guests ate and drank tea for many hours. In the middle of the party, the Nshawi took out his bowl of majun and gave a spoonful to the Khalifa. Soon the Khalifa began to talk and laugh and sing, and the Nshawi knew that he was happy. He put everything into his basket and stood up. "I must leave, Your Excellency," he said. "How much do I owe you?" the Khalifa asked him. "Sidi, whatever you give me will be more than enough because it comes from you." "He's a great doctor," thought the Khalifa. He sent a servant for a pouch full of dinars and gave it to him. Then Shaiwi thanked him and left. Then he went across the street and sat under the fig tree to smoke keef.
This is Lisa Edelstein from House. On TV, the good doctors aren't always easy to spot, but it is easy to spot the good that Barasa Ware is doing as a local health worker in Ethiopia. Every day, he helps the children of his village survive. When you help local health workers like Barasa, you're one step away from helping children survive all over the world. See where the good goes at goodgoes.org. And find out all the ways you can help the good go further. Brought to you by Save the Children and the Ad Council.
Warning. The Surgeon General warns. Cigarette smoking is dangerous. Hazard to your health. Does that mean anything to you? Them legalize marijuana. Right here in Jamaica, yeah. Them say it cure glaucoma.
This is the Alliance Hall Dixieland Band with a song called Dr. Jazz. As we explore our theme of somebody get me a doctor here on the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Community Radio. We went full circle with Dr. Feelgood in that last set, beginning with Aretha Franklin's version. Yeah, Dr. Feelgood, Love is a Serious Business. And we concluded with Motley Crue's version, a completely different song. In between, we heard a story, the doctor from the Shamel from Morocco, narrated by Paul Bowles. And I overlaid that sound collage style on top of two songs by Native American flute players, Joseph Fire Crow's Sweet Medicine, and then R. Carlos Nakai's Raven Dreams. And those were from their albums Legend of the Warrior and Sanctuary, respectively. Then we heard from the Doobie Brothers, their hit song The Doctor, and then Peter Tosh from Jamaica with Bush Doctor. And I actually got that from Chuck Hughes Marijuana Music, Volume 1, special family and friends compilation. And then, as I mentioned, we concluded with Motley Crue's version of Dr. Feelgood. So we got one last set as we explore this theme of somebody get me a doctor. And we're going to be going full circle in this set. In the middle, we're going to be hearing from David Seville, song called Witch Doctor, and then The Cult, and also some jazz from Sun Ra and his orchestra, Medicine for a Nightmare. And yeah, full circle. I think you're understanding what that generally means when I say it. And the song we're going to be going full circle with in our final set here is the name of our theme. Here's a cool cover from the Ghost of Tony Gold on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Overloaded, baby. I can hardly walk. I told the witch doctor I was in love with you. I told the witch doctor I was in love with you. And then the witch doctor, he told me what to do. He said that I told the witch doctor you didn't love me true. I told the witch doctor you didn't love me nice. And then the witch doctor, he gave me this advice. He said that ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, wa-la-wa-la-bing-bang. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, wa-la-wa-la-bing-bang. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, wa-la-wa-la-bing-bang. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, wa-la-wa-la-bing-bang. You've been keeping love from me just like you were a miser. And I'll admit I wasn't very smart. So I went out and found myself a guy that's so much wiser. And he taught me the way to win your heart. My friend, the witch doctor, he taught me what to say. My friend, the witch doctor, he taught me what to do. I know that you'll be mine when I say this to you. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bing-bang. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bang-bang. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bing-bang. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bang-bang. You've been keeping love from me just like you were a miser. And I'll admit I wasn't very smart. So I went out and found myself a guy that's so much wiser. And he taught me the way to win your heart. My friend, the witch doctor, he taught me what to say. My friend, the witch doctor, he taught me what to do. I know that you'll be mine when I say this to you, oh baby. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bing-bang. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bang-bang. Come on and ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bing-bang. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bang-bang. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bing-bang. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bang-bang.
I want chicken, I want liver. Meow mix, please deliver.
Shaking, a little care back, a place starts quaking. Ain't got like to go now, baby. Solution in jail, shooting from the hip in the sonic tempo. Ain't got like to go now, baby. Yeah.
We'll be right back. Baldwin. Like any parent, I worry about the health of our nation's children. Never before have so many American kids been overweight and at risk for diabetes, heart disease, and other serious health problems. The good news is that the right foods can help our kids stay healthy. Fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and other low-fat vegetarian foods will protect your kids as they grow and keep the whole family healthy at the same time. For a free booklet packed with delicious recipes and nutrition tips, call 1-877-685-KIDS or visit www.kidsgethealthy.org. PCRM is a nonprofit organization of doctors and laypersons working together to promote preventive medicine, especially good nutrition, and more ethical research.
Are you a doctor, aren't you?
I'm a doctor, not an engineer.
Well, I'm a doctor, not a mechanic.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer.
I'm a doctor, not an escalator.
I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
Me. I went to see the doctor today, 'cause ever since you've been gone, I had a pain deep down inside. He says there's nothing really wrong with me, I'm just missing my man. So honey, please, come on home as soon as you can.
Oh, supplied me with bourbon so sour. Pull your socks up, put your suit on, comb your long hair down, for you will be wet in the hour. So help me, please, doctor, I'm damaged. There's a pain where there once was a heart. It's fading. Can't you please take it out and preserve it right there in that jar? Yep. Oh, help me, please, doctor, I'm damaged. There's a pain where there was a heart. It's sleeping. Can't you please tear it out and preserve it right there in that jar? I was trembling as I put on my jacket. It had creases as sharp as a knife. I put the ring in my pocket, but there was a note, and the heart, it jumped in. Red.
Darling, I'm sorry to hurt you, but I've no courage to speak to your face. But I'm down in Virginia with your cousin Lou.
Now be no waiting to die. So help me, please, doctor, I'm damaged.
You've been listening to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage right here on WMFO in Medford and WMFO.org on the web. Our theme has been Somebody Get Me a Doctor, and we kicked off that last set with a very cool cover version of Van Halen's song by that name. That was performed by the Ghost of Tony Gold, and I found that on a very nice album called Everybody Wants Some. And then we heard from David Seville, fun little song called Witch Doctor, and then The Cult with Medicine Train, followed by Sun Ra and his orchestra, Medicine for a Nightmare. Then it was Van Halen's original version of Somebody Get Me a Doctor from their perfect second album, Public Service Message from Alec Baldwin, and then a whole bunch of Dr. McCoy's clips insisting he's a doctor, not something else. And then it was Carol Douglas with Doctor's Orders from The Last Days of Disco, and then the Rolling Stones' Dear Doctor from Beggar's Banquet. Meanwhile, right now, it's Johnny Mandel, and this ambiance is the Japanese Children's Hospital track from MASH, the soundtrack to MASH. Thanks so much for joining me this evening, wherever you've been listening and whatever means of our modern technologies. I expect to be back again next week with another theme for you. I'm not quite sure what that is yet. In any case, Have a great weekend. And remember, if you're under the influence of anything, Keith, Majune, alcohol, marijuana, anything else, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a motorized vehicle and driving. People die that way. We want everybody to live long and happy lives and healthy lives too. Here at WMFO in Medford.